Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and also Ray Pritchard joining us from Dallas. We're talking about what's happening in the world today in the news, and we're going to continue discussing that now with Steve Jordahl, who's with American Family Radio News. First of all, let me say that you should know about our app. We talk about it sometimes. We have an app. It's free to download. Right, Walker?
That's right. You can download the American Family Radio application on your smart device, your tablet. So go do that. It takes about 60 seconds, and you can listen anywhere you are as long as you have an internet connection. And then you can also go to AFR.net, the website, AFR.net, and live stream and find past audio of the shows. They're called podcasts. You can find the podcast there.
So I'm talking to you folks who are, if I say the word app and you start getting nervous, okay, you need to ask your 8-year-old grandson.
That's right.
How to download that, right, Ray?
That's right. Your grandson will know. He'll just click a couple of buttons, and it'll happen. It'll just appear.
Right. And what we're saying is then you can listen to AFR anywhere you go on your phone or on your iPad or similar type device. It's very easy to do. It takes about a minute for somebody who knows what they're doing. So don't be intimidated. Learn something new and find out how to download that AFR app. Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Walker and Ray.
Slow news day?
Well, yeah, nothing happening. First of all, let me just say that we've had Ray say that he's listened to us in the Philippines, mm-hmm. So we've pretty much got the whole world covered with the AFR app. But what we really need to do is get somebody on the International Space Station to tune in. That way we can have the heavens and the earth listening. Why stop?
I like it.
All right, Steve.
Okay, a couple things that we're learning more as the hours go on, and here's a couple things that add to the Roy Moore story. We can depart from that if you want, but we talked about the $15 million payout. We were talking about that last hour.
The slush fund to protect Congress.
The slush fund or the hush fund.
Yeah.
That was in Congress. Congresswoman Jackie Speier from California, Jackie Speier, and she gave a couple figures that were astounding to me and a clarification. So let's hear cut six, Brent.
In the last 20 years, there have been 260 settlements at a cost to the taxpayers of this country of $15 million. That $15 million has been there to silence victims of all types of workplace discrimination.
So 260 settlements is a lot, but the other thing we learned there is it's not just sexual assault or sexual impropriety discrimination. It's any kind of workplace discrimination. Someone's discriminated based on their gender. They weren't given a promotion or disability or whatever. Those are all lumped into the $15 million.
Gotcha.
The other thing I wanted to clean up, you know, we keep saying, well, why doesn't someone go do this or do that? I called the Gadsden Mall yesterday just because I figured
in Gadsden, Alabama,
mm-hmm. I figured if we were going to get into the truth or the falsehood of the Roy Moore allegations, maybe if somebody from the Gadsden Mall said, yes, he was on a list, or no, he wasn't on a list, would go a long way to doing that. The Gadsden Mall told me very quickly, oh, we're new ownership. We've only owned it for a couple years. We don't have any records. But WBRC Fox 6 in Birmingham did find the manager from the mall in Gadsden, Alabama. He was manager from 1981 to 1996, so it would have covered the years in question, most of them. And his name is Barnes Boyle.
Sure, it's part of that job. Yeah. We did have written reports and things. So But to my knowledge, he was not banded from the mall.
Talking about Roy Moore.
That was the mall manager.
That was the mall manager.
But that keeps being stated. That keeps being repeated over and over by the media as if it's fact.
Right. Now, he's not saying it didn't happen.
Urban legend.
He's not saying it absolutely didn't happen, but what he's saying is we had the lists. We kept track of it. We were concerned for the safety of the people who visit the mall. And he doesn't remember Roy Moore being on any one of those lists, who at that time was a fairly prominent person in the community. I think it would have stuck out, but what it's worth.
There's no evidence at all. There's chatter, but there's no evidence at all that his name was ever, that he was ever banned from the mall.
It's hard to establish that, yes.
Yeah. All right. So you found out that, and of course we talked about that situation in Alabama a whole lot.
Yeah.
Last hour, I'm about tired of talking about it.
Yeah, I'm
Election Day can't get here soon enough, as far as I'm concerned.
And I'm afraid it will probably won't end there because the Senate will have something to say about it.
So, well, they well, again, if since you brought that up,
yeah.
If I think if nothing else comes out as it stands today, and the citizens of Alabama say, you know what, I factored everything in. I'm just not going back 38 years. To disqualify a fella for accusations, if that's the attitude of most of the voters in Alabama and they elect Judge Moore, I think that it would be to make for Mitch McConnell and the Republicans to try to kick him out after he's seated, have ethics violations or whatever. Like that. I think that'd be an absolute disaster for the Republican Party. And constitutionally, it's a question of, you know, here's a duly elected. You know what I'm saying?
They have all but promised that they're going to do that, and the rumor is that they're kicking around things like asking the current sitting Senator Luther Strange to resign so that the governor can appoint a different person to it. I don't know if that would undo the special election or not. I don't know. Maybe put it back a ways. But
from what I understand, either way, the people of Alabama get to decide.
That's right. That's right.
The governor can either delay the election. Judge Moore, I don't believe he's going to drop out. He can either delay the election or if some extraordinary circumstance happens and the judge is unseated from the Senate, there will be another election.
Right. You want to move on to something else? I'd like to introduce a new file. This is what we're going to call the Fool File.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about
the Platters. Who's
that? Sam Cooke.
Okay. Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
We've got a gentleman who is a professor at Johns Hopkins University who's very concerned about global warming and the effect of population on global warming. The one caveat is that, well, this guy has a son. Our own Chris Woodward filed a story yesterday that kind of sums this up pretty well. If you don't mind, I'd like to play it for you. This is clip whatever we haven't run yet. Six. No, I'm sorry. Did I not put that up there? Well, yes, it's clip four. Thank you.
It's not a new argument, but an academic has taken the idea of curbing procreation to another level. Chris Woodward explains.
In an op-ed published on the Think section of NBCNews.com, Dr. Travis Ryder at the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins University says science proves kids are bad for the earth, and morality suggests we should stop having them. The idea or concern is that mankind is contributing to what people call climate change or global warming. Brittany Hughes of Media Research Center responds.
I think it's probably one of the dumbest statements to come out of environmental activism in a long time, and that's really kind of saying something. One of the most extreme parts of this article is that he actually compares his own daughter, to a murderer. He says that having children harms the planet the same way that letting a murderer out of prison would harm other people, that you are just as responsible if you have children for killing the planet and for dooming all of mankind as you are if you let a murderer out of prison.
AFN contacted the Berman Institute of Bioethics to ask for Ryder's comment. Neither the Institute nor Ryder responded.
Very few op-eds do I see arguing for, let's have more children because man-made climate change is total bunk. NBC doesn't run those op-eds. They're never going to publish the rebuttal.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Well, there you go. You just had a mass murderer. You and your wife just let a mass murder into the world. Walker, I hate to say it.
Well, that's
that's ridiculous.
That's more than foolish, but I won't say anything else on that.
Whoever said that should be, he should be disallowed, disbarred from reproducing any time in the future.
Well, he says he has one kid, but he is saying that he's probably not going to have any more because, well, he doesn't want to.
Oh, brother.
So anyway.
And the school, I guess they're just not saying anything.
Johns Hopkins?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all behind the global warming thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first entry from our Fool's File.
Remember that when you're picking on where to go to college, where to send your kids to college. Mm. I wouldn't recommend Johns Hopkins.
Maybe not. So, Tim, did you hear that the three basketball players from UCLA that shoplifted something over in China were let back in the country? They came home. They were being detained from China, but because of a good word from our president to Prime Minister Xi, he has released them. The players all are now on the Trump train. They might have been no Trumpers before because they're college kids from UCLA.
Well, they're also African-American males. They're African-American males.
Yep.
Young males. They're the ones that have been protesting. Part of that's the demographic that have been protesting President
Part
Trump.
Of it, yeah. So they may have been anti-Trump before, but they all thanked him very much.
Right.
And
for those who didn't follow the story, UCLA went to China on a basketball trip.
Right.
As teams do, colleges send their teams around the world to play sometimes as, you know, friendly gestures one country to another, and they're ambassadors for our nation in one way. Well, these three clowns from this team, UCLA, decided they're going to shoplift in China, what, a bunch of sunglasses?
It was something, pitiful.
And they got caught.
It wasn't a national treasure, let's say.
They got caught, they got arrested and detained. And by the Chinese government, and President Trump evidently weighed in with the premier or the president of, is it premier or president, Ray?
President
of China, and got them able to come back to the U.S. With an apology. So now they did thank the president, President Trump, for helping them out.
Yes.
And otherwise, they could have been stuck over there for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. The president followed up their thanks with another tweet. He gave them some little fatherly advice. He said, to the three UCLA basketball players, I say, you're welcome. Go out and give a big thank you to President Xi Jinping of China, who made your release possible, and, in all caps, have a great life. Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life. So,
good advice.
A little fatherly advice from the president. I didn't have a file necessarily for this one, but Ray, are you an art lover?
Sure.
Sure? That's convincing.
That was a hesitant sure, right?
Well, about a year ago, if you had been at the right, I think it was a garage sale, you could have paid
$95
for a painting that was a pretty good-looking painting. But it was thought to be just a random piece of art. Well, it turns out that it was a Da Vinci, an original Leonardo da Vinci painting.
Wow.
They are calling Salvador Mundi, which, of course, in Latin means savior of the world. And it's a picture of Christ. He's holding a globe kind of a thing. There's a lot of science in the painting as well with the refraction of the light and everything. Mm-hmm. It sold last night at Christie's auction house. For $450 million.
Whoa!
So that's not bad for $85.
You're saying that this was like one of those Ripley's Believe It or Not stories, but this one's true. So you're saying somebody bought this at a garage sale?
Yeah.
For $85.
Yep.
Who sold that for $85?
Somebody that probably was tired of it collecting dust in their attic, or was tired of looking at it, or something.
So. Maybe at some point they maybe got it was had it studied by an expert and then realized wow,
the guy that bought it maybe had a suspicion.
You know, the guy that sold it for $95, you know, he's got to be mad at himself.
There's only one thing that I could I remember hearing this story out of California, and it's not true, but let's just suppose that the painting was owned by a couple. And the guy And they both knew what it was. The guy runs off with his secretary.
Right.
Calls the wife and says, sell the Da Vinci and send me half the money. So she sells it for $85.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's what happened, but you know.
From $85 to $450, and that's the most ever paid, right?
I mean, it is. It's a record.
That's quite a return on your investment.
I'd say.
That's good. You don't have to work another day in your life. You're done. You're done right
here. So where is that now? Where's the painting?
Where's the painting now? Well, it's an undisclosed buyer. I don't know that they said what it was. The second most ever paid for a painting was Picasso's Women of Algiers, and it fetched a mere $179 million. Just chump change, pocket change. So,
did they even say where this painting is going to go? Probably a museum somewhere.
Yeah,
it's all undisclosed, and you can think for money like that, you wouldn't want your name out there,
right? Right.
Some of those guys, Walker. I mean, they are so guys or gals, whoever, billionaires. They're so rolling in money, they want to put it up in their, in their drawing room.
Yeah.
Above the fireplace, so they can show it.
A Da Vinci original?
Well, I'd be watching my back if I had that painting in my house.
Well, I think if you can afford the painting, you can afford a pretty good security system.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Steve Jordahl, and Ray Pritchard. And Walker, what's the last thing you posted on our Today's Issues Facebook page?
Yes, I posted the, I posted the Hill story, which I believe is the original source of the Democratic lawmaker who says the House has paid out $15 million in harassment settlements over recent years.
Yeah.
So I posted that story. Folks can read that for themselves.
A lot of nervous congressmen and senators, I would suspect, both former and current, hoping that list doesn't get exposed to the public. That was the whole reason for the hush fund, to keep that from being made public. Yeah, also another.
But the dominoes are starting to fall.
Yeah, the big news the last hour or so is that Al Franken, the senator from Minnesota, Democrat, is being accused. Well, he's being accused, but there's evidence of what, Steve?
Well, he was accused of forcing himself on another actress they were on a USO tour. Remember the Bob Hope goes and entertains the troops? Well, they were on a USO tour.
2006.
In 2006. And this lady who was an anchor on TV, she also was a model that appeared in some magazines that we would not recommend for our listeners. She says that there was a script they were going to play a skit, and in it, Franken wrote the skit, and he wrote in that his character was going to kiss her character. And she's, kind of ha-ha, she knows what it is. She thought she'd play it for a gag by putting her hand over her mouth or, turning away and getting more laughs. But she says Franken insisted that they rehearse that. Like Franken, they couldn't just wing a stage kiss, right? So, and she laughed it off a couple times, but he kept insisting. And
Well, the point is that without getting into too much graphic detail, the point is here, this is coming out, and there's pictures all over the internet of this Al Franken picture. He sexually molested a woman who was sleeping.
Yeah.
There's a picture of it, and he also... So what we're saying is here, Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, and others who've called on Roy Moore to step down based on allegations. Here we have a sitting senator, and these aren't allegations; these are pictures. And he sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. We're just saying, in order for Mitch McConnell to be consistent with his new standard that he's using against Roy Moore, he needs to call on Al Franken to resign today or either expel him from the Senate.
Well,
expel? Is that the right word?
Expel?
Expel.
I get expel from?
Expulsion.
That's a good question.
Expulsion.
Yeah.
Expel is not a word, right?
Expel is not a word.
Expel, then.
Is the adverb form of to expel.
Yeah.
Adverb. think All that's right. right. It just so happens that someone dug up an old tweet from Al Franken. This would be from, 2014, Al Franken on a number of committees. And he tweeted out, he said on, my eyes were better, I tell you, 6th of March of 2014, I'm pleased we made steps to curb military sexual assault today, but I hope we can go further to bring justice to those affected. Al.
Yikes.
No, Mitch McConnell today, I'm certain, will call on him to step aside.
Has to.
Gosh.
Don't you think, Walker?
He has to. And so does Senator John McCain, and so does Senator
right.
Mitch.
And by the way, I haven't seen a whole lot from the Democrats the Democrat Senate leader, which is the name just flew out of
Schumer.
My head. Chuck Schumer.
Right.
It's on him as well.
You know, another thing that wasn't much made in the liberal media about this, but Harvey Weinstein's connections to the Democrat Party were overwhelming. You're talking about a guy who raised millions of dollars for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Everybody, I guess, in the industry knew of his reputation from what we're reading now, and it never bothered the Democrats that he raised money for them.
At the time, it didn't. Shortly after the Weinstein thing came out, there was a little bit of a cleansing within Democrat circles. A lot of people gave back the money. Last I read, the Clinton Foundation did not.
No. I'm talking about he raised money for campaigns for Democrats.
I know.
I'm just saying
that... a lot of those campaigns gave the money to charities when they found out the thing on Weinstein. They looked at their books and they unloaded whatever money he gave them. They forwarded on to charities.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. You got one more story to wrap it up?
Yeah. Why don't we do back to the how bad climate change is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you out there who are Catholic, but I'm going to have to talk about your Pope. He has, Pope Francis on Thursday, rebuked those who deny the science behind global warming as perverse. Climate deniers are perverse.
Perverse.
They're avoiding falling prey to such perverse attitudes and instead accelerate efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
What language does he speak?
Well, he would speak Portuguese, and he would speak
Spanish.
Latin and Italian.
Okay.
So he's
I guess he would realize how that's translated in English?
Sure, he would know. He picked the word. He knew exactly what he was saying. So many problems in the world, so many legitimate moral and spiritual issues, and so many catastrophes in the world. I would think this is pure politics. I would think the Pope would stay away from making moral judgments on people who disagree with him on climate control.
He's probably talking about half his congregation.
Well,
congregation, I mean Roman Catholics around the world.
There has been a lot of discussion within the Catholic Church, and certainly without, this is a different type of Pope than they've ever had before.
Yeah.
A lot more socially conscious, or the social justice warrior kind of thing. He's very liberal.
Pro-life, he's okay.
Yeah, he does take a couple positions. The Catholic Church has not changed its position on the abortion issue, and he hasn't either. So.
But he's much more liberal than the previous two popes.
Pope John Paul II was just the champion of biblical sexuality, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Ray, thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Enjoyed having our discussion today, although the topics weren't always very pleasant that we had to bring up today. Tomorrow's Trivia Friday, so we'll lighten it up. And I think on Monday we're going to come back with rainbows, unicorns,
and popsicles,
puppies, warm milk. That's Monday, so you can look forward to that show. It'll be a regular Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.